Today on Gardening in a Minute, Ganoderma butt rot. Ganoderma butt rot is a colorfully named fungus that primarily affects palms. The disease can infect any kind of palm, degrading or rotting the lower 4 to 5 feet of the trunk. Symptoms include wilting of the foliage or just general decline. But the only way to be sure if your palm has Ganoderma is if it has a conch. This hard, shelf-like mushroom is found near the bottom of the infected palm's trunk. The conch is where the fungus's spores are produced and released. If you suspect your palm has Ganoderma butt rot, consult your county extension office for advice. Remove infected palms as soon as possible to prevent the spread of disease. There are no other ways to control the fungus. For more information about Ganoderma and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a turf grass. Whether you're planning to install a new lawn or renovate the one you have, it's important to choose the right turf grass. First, think about how you plan to use your lawn. For a durable lawn that will withstand foot traffic and play, zoysia grass might be a good choice. Also consider how much time and effort you're willing to invest in maintaining your lawn. For example, St. Augustine grass is popular because of its lush green look, but requires more irrigation than more drought-tolerant grasses like Bahia. Be sure to match your grass choice to your site conditions, such as soil type and amount of sun. Choose and plant the right kind of grass for a lawn you can enjoy and be proud of. For more information about selecting turf and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, classifying weeds. Weeds are unwanted plants that get in the way of plants you do want. To control them, you need to find out which group your weeds belong to. Broadleaf weeds have leaves with net-like veins and usually have showy flowers. Common broadleaf weeds in Florida include clovers, chickweed, and beggarweed. Grassy weeds look, like you might expect, like grass. Some of the undesirable grasses you might find in your lawn are goosegrass, crabgrass, and smutgrass. Sedges have triangular stems, often have soft, burr-like seed heads, and prefer moist habitats. Some of the more problematic plants in these groups are yellow and purple nut sedge and water sedge. How your weed is classified can help you choose the appropriate herbicide and control strategy to get a handle on your weed problem. For more information about weeds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hummingbirds. Hummingbirds are remarkable creatures with striking plumage and a high-energy lifestyle. Three species live in Florida through much of the year, and another two can occasionally be seen in the winter. Hummingbirds get the name from the sound their wings make while beating up to 200 times per second. One of these remarkable birds' most amazing traits is their helicopter-like flying stunts. Not only can hummingbirds suspend their bodies in mid-air, they can also fly backwards, upwards, and even upside down. To support all their high-speed activity, hummingbirds need to consume large amounts of high-energy nectar. That means it's easy to attract hummingbirds to your landscape. You can plant a hummingbird garden using plants with tubular red or orange flowers, or provide a nectar feeder. For more information about hummingbirds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, drying fruit. Drying fruit is a creative way to preserve food, use up extra produce, and create your own snacks. Start with fresh, fully ripened fruits like apricots, apples, bananas, or pineapples. Cut them into pieces and pre-treat the pieces by dipping them in a citric acid or lemon juice solution. You can also steam them or soak them in syrup. Arrange pre-treated fruits in single layers in an oven or dehydrator. Drying time will vary. Thinner slices and smaller pieces will dry more quickly than larger, thicker pieces. A dehydrator should work more quickly than an oven. Dried fruits should be leathery and pliable once cooled. You can eat them plain, incorporate them into dishes, or reconstitute them for a healthy addition to your favorite recipe. For more information about drying fruit and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.